You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Oscar's giving me the thumbs up, and it's been quite a show. It's been a touchstone on many things that are important for me today, and I'm kind of going to go through it and end with what's most important. We started off with, well, I guess Lauren Book is really important, too. I guess I misspoke there. Lauren Book, one of the heroes in our community and now around the world, recognized, unfortunately, because of the trauma that she survived in her life. Lauren Book, you really do need to go to laurenskids.org and see her story and look at her happy face, because behind the happy face is a woman that had to deal with a bunch of experiences that many people had to deal with, including myself, which is being abused as a child. Lauren Book speaks for those who don't have a voice, but more importantly, she goes out and reaches out and helps bring people out of the darkness so that they can talk about what happened to them when they were abused as a child, or God forbid, helps the person recover. And believe me, it's not just the abused child. Imagine the guilt that a parent feels when they have let their child walk into the situation where that child was abused by usually somebody that they knew, and it's not somebody that looks like a person in Skid Row. It's a teacher. It's a coach. It's a family member. It's somebody in their house. It could be a service provider. Anybody, you need to watch for the signs. What are the signs? Somebody grooming the person, grooming you, conning you, making you think that they're something that they're not. If they're giving your child a little extra attention, treating them incorrect, treating them a little bit better than they treat everybody else, that's a sign. Watch it. Go and ask your child. Make sure that they have a safe person that's not just you. But go out there and do what you need to do with Lauren and the kids. And then we talked to my good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI with 6,300 plus and counting networking groups across the country. We talked about networking and the involvement of sex and how the different men and women look at networking differently. But we played Aretha Franklin between his two sets, and that's what segments, and that's what's important in my opinion. It all starts with respect. Respect for yourself to go out there with a professional look and a professional attire. Respect looking the person in the eye and telling them what they need to hear. Respecting the situation, listening to them. I have found the most effective thing for me is to look somebody in the eye and task them to tell me about themselves, how they got to the event, who they know at the event, how can I help them meet more people? Do you want to just stand here and meet the people while I do? It is a very powerful thing. Giving, and then you receive. Asking once you've given. And Ivan's real adamant. You got to ask. Asking is all part of it. You can't, you know, build your brand like we talk about with Bruce Turkell all the time. You can't go out there and ask the person all about themselves and make it all about them, like Bruce says. You also got to ask for the sale. But you got to ask for something that these people can do for you. You can't ask them for something that they can't do. You have to make sure that when you ask the question, that it's something that really makes sense to you. And then our last segment was with the doctor, Dr. Diego, who heads nephrology, who brought my wife back from life. You know, we gave it really short service in the ramp up to his interview. My wife was found by our housekeeper on the floor, basically speaking in tongues. She still doesn't remember that I was there and that I spoke to her and that I talked to the EMS and that I comforted her and that I was there the whole way. And I can only tell you is that when your family member is in crisis, you got to make sure they feel comfortable enough to tell you, to share with you while they're on the way down, not when they hit the bottom. Make sure you ask the questions and make sure that if you think there's something going on, and it translates back to Lauren Book and the kids, if they think that there's something going on, if their tummy doesn't feel good, if they're not exhibiting what you would consider to be normal behavior for a person, then you got to ask questions and you have to have the relationship that's solid enough so that the person will respond to you clearly and directly and completely and accurately. And that takes trust and love. And that's really what it's all about. It's all about trust. It's all about love. It's all about being there and being receptive to what the opportunities in the world give you. My wife will tell you that it's her mental attitude. She runs around with that feral, what's the guy's name? Pharrell Williams with the hat, with the happy song, catchy tune, but listen to what he says. Listen to what he says. That's right. It's all about peace, love, and happiness. Just like Skipper Chuck used to say, if you're old enough like me to remember, I won balloon drop once and Scrubby let me pop the balloon. It was great. But going back to it, I was riding around town all day today, looking at all the growth that's going on, looking at the change in the city. It's for real. It's not just a cycle. Miami is on the cusp of an explosive growth. You heard us talk with the guys from Emerge Miami. That's coming up in a few days. You want to make sure you check that out. It's going to do for our community what Art Basel did. First, we did the arts. Now we're doing technology and startup. It's going to be awesome. Hey, Oscar, I got a minute left? All right, I'm putting the glasses on. I want to thank Dr. Ivan Meisner, who brings his insights to us on a regular basis. I want to thank the folks at UHealth, who brought me my new wife, or revitalized wife. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, who brings us joy all the time when we drive our automobiles, even, believe it or not, when we bring it for service. Because when I go there, I meet my friends at Warren Henry. They're my family, and I feel like I'm part of their family. The NFL alumni, they're helping kids just like Lauren's Kids does. Lauren's Kids, the Miami Marlins. And, oh, by the way, when the season comes around, the Miami Dolphins, too. Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, high five to Ezra. Thank you for all your support. The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Publix, Magnum Energy Solutions. We'll be back next week with them where we talk about more green energy stuff. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm going to put Dr. Diego and Vivian up on YouTube as soon as I can figure all that out. Our website, www.jimfriedonbusiness. Go there for all the archives on health, wellness, business, technology. It's awesome. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on Fried on Business. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim.